This is Career 360 on Money FM 89.3, where we look at all things to do with your job, how you're handling this disruptive environment, how you can upskill and stay relevant. And of course, talking to successful people and leaders about how they plan their careers to become so successful helps as well. I'm Howie Lim. Today, Asha Gupta is with us. She turned Tupperware India into one of the global brand's fastest growing markets. And now she's president Tupperware Brands Asia Pacific. And since I didn't bring my sandwich in a Tupperware myself, for shame, I have put it away. Asha, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Howie.
So you've been successful in business at a relatively young age, a member of the Young President's Organization, which only admits new members who've reached top leadership positions before the age of 45. What would you attribute your secret of success to?
Yes, I did have the privilege of assuming leadership roles at a fairly young age. And as they say, you do have opportunities where you get pushed into the deep end of the pool. You put your hand up and take
on.
Yes, sink or swim. You take those challenges head on. And being part of YPO has been especially fruitful because it does provide you as a young leader mentorship and a set of professionals who actually can handhold you personal and professional times.
Tell us what the journey to success has been like.
It has been, fraught with challenges, but also some great successes, which came out of a few things. One is great mentoring. Two, the ability to really focus on what gets you successful and narrow that down. And three, the ability to take risks. So that's pretty much what started my journey in my career.
Sounds scary to me, taking risks.
I think especially for female leaders, when given opportunities, we tend to start to overanalyze and wonder if you're really ready for a job. At the age of 33, I was asked by our chairman and CEO if I would go to India. I was working in Europe then. And he said, would you go to India to become the managing director there? So at 33, I thought it was a bit of a risk to take. And I said, well, you know what? If you believe in me, I think I can do it. So that was, again, an important turning point in my career.
Was the age a challenge, something you had to overcome?
You know, it's not the challenge. It's actually lack of seasoning. When you're young, you are not as seasoned as you'd like to be. So what do you do at that time? You actually accelerate the path of your learning. You surround yourself with people who are certainly more experienced that you can learn from on the fly. And certainly you do, take those chances. But if it gets you there, great.
The majority of sales for Tupperware comes from direct selling, such as the infamous Tupperware parties. Mm-hmm. And thus this makes Tupperware a company mostly women, led by a woman. How do you think that's helped Tupperware's success, though?
So Tupperware has continued to empower women around the world for over 70 years, and that's been the mainstay of our business. So I call it the economic engine that's being driven by a social engine. So very early on, we found that's the right route to market and sell our products. About the fact that the company is being led by women, we do have a very fairly good representation of both men and women who are in leadership positions within our company, being role models and leaders to guide our 3.2 million sales force around the world. And that's been the cornerstone of our success, providing economic opportunities to women. And especially it resonates in markets where we find that there is really unemployment or underemployment and participation of women in workforce being less.
As the world changes and we've got like stay-at-home dads now as well, have you seen some men maybe want to come on and be direct sellers of Tupperware at Tupperware parties?
Sure. I mean, the opportunity has been open to pretty much everybody. And I think we do see in many markets, we do have something like 3-5% of our sales force who are men, who are interested in both the opportunity and the fact that the lifestyle that Tupperware offers. So we do attract a fair amount of men too.
What lessons do you think other companies can learn from this particular strategy, having women drive the company, have women at the head of the company?
Well, I mean, certainly it's a big inspiration. I think the sort of economic dividend that you can get out of that is immense. But you also sort of create this big social change. And through these years that we've been in business across countries, we've seen that we've been able to do a larger good. And so we're not a company with a purpose, but it's really a purpose with the company around it. So when you start to think of yourself like that, you make very decisive steps towards what we do. I think most companies can learn and understand that women are an underleveraged asset in many countries. And certainly economic opportunities can be life transforming for them and gets them to go neck to neck with other professionals. And our opportunity really does give them an ability to stay at home on their own terms, work with the time that they have at hand. So it doesn't impose restrictions on them, which a conventional job would. So just to be able to provide that is great.
You manage such a large team, though. You mentioned something like over 3 million, I believe.
Over a million in Asia-Pacific.
Over a million in Asia-Pacific alone. So that's a large team. Without losing that personal connection and family feel that is part of Tupperware's philosophy, how do you do that?
Well, actually, it's just not one leader there. I mean, there are many, many leaders. Our business is actually constituted by very powerful and iconic leaders. Closer to our sales force are our distributors who provide great mentoring and support, who are always there, close at hand. Our business is built on the fundamentals of relationship and constant contact. So I believe that that's one of the things that helps people stay connected and engaged. And the power of having role models, no matter how close or far they are, is a great influence for anyone who joins our sales force.
Because we don't want to feel as though you're just a small little cog in this huge machinery.
They are part of a family, and our company has a very unique way. And of course, the big history that we have behind us that allows us to make everybody feel special and included in a family-like environment.
So the digital age, we must talk about it. How do you think direct selling model works in this particular time?
Sure. I mean, you know, the world as we know it has been disrupted, and the way people like to shop, the way they'd like to do business is actually very, very different. Now, Tupperware being a company that is, you know, future-focused, we have embraced a lot of digital tools and technologies that not only allow our consumers to engage with us differently, but also our sales force to do business with the tools that will help them accelerate compared to where they were in the past.
You joined Tupperware, it's got to be
20 years.
1997, yeah? What major events during that time spurred you, though, to make significant changes professionally and do this?
So, you know, I used to work for a typical conglomerate and a multinational. So Tupperware was a startup in India at that point. So I would say it was a leap of faith. Honestly, I had no idea what I was getting into. So I said, talk about taking risks. So the idea that back then, getting into a startup, you'd really wonder where your career would go. But I was really young, and I could take that risk. So that's kind of was the defining moment for me, starting up with a company. Soon I realized that it's just not a job, but it's almost a calling. You start, and that's why you stay 20 years, because you feel one with the cause, you feel one with the products, you feel amazing every day you wake up and get to work about what you do. So that's been sort of the place I started, and here I am.
Tell us about the impetus for your book. It's She Can, You Can. Perhaps mm-hmm. there'll be a 2.0, He Can, You Can. But let's start
with
She Can, You
Can. Well, everyone can, as
they say. Yes.
As we say in Singapore, right? Everyone can. Totally. I mean, for me, that started off, I talked about role models. Role models are integral in any society. And the idea that the girl next door is the role model, and it's not someone who's really far away and so, perfect, that if she can, you can. It really does spur in an individual the fact that I can do this and I don't really need a heck of a lot of qualifications. And it just takes a simple system to take me through it.
What inspires you still? Some might think, 20 years in a company, that's a long time. Wouldn't you be slightly jaded?
So, we talked about economic opportunities for women. I think for me, that cause is an important cause. And coupled with products that I'm amazed at the innovation that we bring forth every day in our company, these two powers create the magic that makes me want to get out of bed every morning.
Where do you see yourself, though, professionally in, say, 5 years? Ruling the world, something to that.
Well, I've never thought 5 years hence as far as my own professional or career advancement is concerned. I've just taken on opportunities as they were presented to me. So whatever lies ahead, I'm sure will be great. And at this point in time, my hands are full with just the possibilities that Asia Pacific has ahead.
Leadership's also about leading one's life, not just people per se. So what would you say is your greatest personal achievement?
Well, being a mom, my son is 8 years old. For me, I think grappling with the whole notion of, being an all-rounder, really, be successful professionally, but devote the time that you need as a parent at home, be the wife, be the daughter-in-law. I think playing the multiple roles has been the key thing. I wouldn't say that I'm perfect at it, but I make a good attempt at it every day. And I think that, for me, would sort of define the overall life success, if you will.
Help us out. How does your typical day look like then?
5:45 a.m. I wake up, send my son off to school by 6:50, a gym and workout, and then I'm in office. And I do travel about 50 to 60% of my time. So obviously, I'm on planes a lot. So the day goes by.
Any advice, though, for other working moms in the run-up to International Women's Day, which is in a few days? Some of us are finding it rather challenging. that 5:45 going to the gym business is not good, Asha.
Well, no, I do take time to unwind. But what I would say is, you know, as a working parent and as a working woman especially, you do have to make choices. I mean, you can't hit it all. And I learned that very early on. So I'm not a perfectionist from that sense. What I try and do is I make choices every day. People talk about work-life balance. I'm a believer that there isn't such a thing called a work-life balance, but you make really strong choices on an everyday basis, and you feel happy about it at the end of the day. So some days family is my priority, some days I'm my priority, and some days my work is my priority. So the idea is to hold it all together. So that's how I
see it. Are there certain things you feel as though you really wish there was more time to do? For me, it's, I know I hate to admit it, watching reality television, or any sort of interior design type of program. But there is sometimes just not enough time. You talk about choices, so that's a choice I make. What about you? Is there something you wished you just had more hours in the day so that you could enjoy?
Well, I mean, I would certainly love to have more time with the family. And, you know, so those are that's why weekends get to be more precious, more time for myself. Sometimes I think what we do in the bargain is take less time for yourself and devote more time to others. So it's, again, the balance that you try and bring into your play. So if I could, I'd love to sit back and watch some more movies on Netflix.
If I were, pretend I'm the Tooth Fairy or something, and I give you one whole day, Asha, here's 24 hours to do whatever you would like to do. Beach holiday, you think, or a sightseeing holiday?
Beach holiday, any day. I do have done a lot of sightseeing.
What's,
no patience
what's
for that.
In the hand that you're sipping?
Well, it could be a nice long cocktail.
I love it. Asha Gupta is the president, Tupperware Brands Asia Pacific. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Howie. Pleasure.